This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Wednesday, a U.S. House of Representatives committee heard about the growing traffic in Arctic waters and the need for search and rescue and other services that growth creates. U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Jonathan White, oceanographer and navigator, told the House Transportation Committee the Arctic Ocean is a challenge for mariners.
The Arctic Ocean is a vast and remote frontier with little shore infrastructure to support operations. Frequent, extreme, hazardous wind and sea conditions, very limited navigation aids, dated and unreliable navigation charts, and limited communications.
Vice Admiral Peter Neffinger, Vice Commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard, told the committee as sea ice increasingly leaves Arctic waters open to navigation, more ships are taking the Northern Sea Route across Russia's northern shores. It shaves thousands of miles from trips between Asia and Europe. Neffinger says some 47 ships in the past year used the Northern Sea Route, and Russia is building ports all along its north shore, getting ready for even more traffic.
The implications for us are that all of those vessels will travel, if they're making the full transit, will travel through the Bering Strait, which, as you know, in its narrowest point is within about 20 miles or so of the Russian Federation. That means that if there were to be a maritime casualty in those straits, it would directly affect U.S. interests and could potentially do significant damage to a U.S. Environmental concerns in Alaska.
Neffinger says even as sea ice melts, northern waters will still have icebergs, and fast-changing weather can quickly put a ship at risk of being crushed by sea ice. He says the Coast Guard needs a heavy icebreaker for search and rescue, oil spill response, and law enforcement, but doesn't have the $800 million to $1 billion it takes to build one.
Under our current fiscal constraints, it would be very challenging to insert the cost of a polar icebreaker into our capital acquisition budget. It would displace other existing high priorities, such as the recapitalization of our medium endurance cutter fleet, which is one of our most critical pressing needs.
White told committee members the Navy sees low national security risks in Arctic waters. He says the Navy will use existing resources and slowly increase its strength in the area. Committee Chair Duncan Hunter, a California Republican, asked why the Navy hasn't built an icebreaker. White told Hunter, a former Marine, icebreakers are outside the Navy's areas of responsibility.
We have no mission for icebreaking. Therefore, we see the great partnership that I know you're aware of between Navy and Coast Guard, sir, as the means by which we will rely on the Coast Guard for that mission.
Neffinger said the Coast Guard has explored leasing icebreakers, but the numbers didn't pencil out. He says it would cost more to lease an icebreaker than to build one.
The other problem is that you still have to build a heavy icebreaker because there are no heavy icebreakers available for lease. So you still have to go through the requirements process, and we're still looking at a number of years.
Alaska Representative Don Young told Neffinger he thinks leasing from the private sector could be done cost-effectively.
I actually believe that I can get a proposal to you, if you be receptive, for a vessel to do the job for a lot less than, because you're not going to get the $10 billion from this Congress to build a new icebreaker. That's simple. You're not going to get it. You can ask all you want. You're not going to. In the meantime, we don't have icebreakers, and all our other countries do have icebreakers. I'm looking for a solution to a problem. Have American built icebreaker in the Arctic.
Well, yes, sir. We would evaluate any proposal that comes our way. We're interested in finding effective solutions to what is a daunting challenge to put heavy icebreaker capability back on the water.
Young misstated the cost of an icebreaker, which is estimated to be from $800 million to $1 billion. Hunter wrapped up the discussion by predicting the United States will be left behind as other countries begin developing resources in the Arctic.
I think we're going to look back in 10 years and have absolutely nothing, because it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal, because money is not being appropriated or set aside from the Navy's $15 billion defense budget, or acquisition budget that the Navy has. The Coast Guard's budget is only $1 billion a year. You're trying to recapitalize a fleet right now that's 40 or 50 years old. It's not going to happen. And I guess what I would say is, until you want it to happen, we're not going to hold another hearing like this, unless specifically requested by another member for a certain reason, because nothing's really changed.
The committee also heard about the challenges changing conditions are creating for Arctic residents. Those challenges include coastal erosion, damage to infrastructure as permafrost thaws, and flooding. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.